Motivation is about energy management. You know, time management is one thing, but really life should be about priority management.
Tap into success by learning from the best in 7 minutes or less. This is the 7 Minutes to Success series on the Lifecraft podcast. Today, we feature world-renowned memory and brain coach, Jim Quick.
And so what is motivation? I don't believe that you have to be enjoy the process. I always want to find joy in the process of working out. But if you know my morning routine, if you've gone through my programs, one of the first things I do in the morning is I take an ice bath or I take a cold shower. How many of you do this? How many of you have loved the cold? Like, I don't. I grew up in the Northeast, in New York. I despise the cold, but I do it even when I'm here every single day, because the first part is I have a reason. I'm very clear on the reasons I'm doing something. And, one of the people that endorsed my book is a good friend of mine, Simon Sinek. How many of you know Start With Why? And they always say, start with why, and that's your reason, your purpose. And I don't mean your life purpose, because that's a different conversation, but what gets me to do the cold, or what gets me to work out, or do the things that are important, like follow through on the things you learn in this quest, is some of us forget those reasons. And again, this is so simple, it's so common sense, but it's not common practice. Because I feel this obligation as your super brain coach to not tell you what you want to hear, what you need to hear. And if you get what you get out of an event like this is like, look, knowledge is not power. It's a lie. It's potential power. It becomes power when we what? When we utilize it. But that means that you're motivated. Now, reasons come first. So we have a process for you asking questions and getting associated to all the benefits that come from doing these things. Like, why do you know when you work out, you feel bad? No one's ever worked out and then said, oh, I wish I didn't do that, right? We know the benefits, but sometimes we forget those things. And it's not, insanity is doing what? Doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. I don't think it's insanity. I think it's just a bad memory. You know what I mean? Because you're not remembering. You're dating that same kind of person because you're not remembering what happened, the pain, right? Or you're eating that poor food every single, and you're overeating it, and it's not even food because junk food is not a thing. It's junk, and then there's food, right? But we're still doing it because we're not remembering the pain. So it's a process for getting the reasons and plugging back into your reasons of, wow, I'm able to remember names. I'm able to be able to do this. And then associating, because otherwise we're a thermometer again. We're just reacting because the current culture outside of this room doesn't support you to thrive, right? It's not, this event is about transcending. It's about ending the trance. Ending this mass hypnosis through marketing, fear-based media that basically says you're not enough, right? Because it's in their interest for you to be that way because it's easier for you to consume. It's easier for you to be controlled, right? But it's you stepping up, coming to an event like this and transcending and you setting the standard and then your behaviors come out of that. So you have your reasons first. But then I looked into it, and I was like, wow, a lot of people have the reasons to do it, and they even feel it. And I'm not just saying feel the good stuff, feel the bad stuff too. Because emotions are useful. Like emotions of fear could be useful if it gets you it tells you you need to prepare for something. Right? That's a useful emotion. So I'm not saying squelch the emotion, but I'm saying here's a question. Who's counting on you to be at your best today? Like, who's watching you all the time that you need to be able to be a good role model for? So you could go there and introduce a little bit of pain if that pain serves you to be able to level up your life, right? And you use it intelligently. So the first thing, tap into the reason. The second reason people don't do something sustainably motivated is maybe they have the reason, but they don't have the energy. Can you relate to this? Like, you know what to do. You want to do these things, but you are exhausted. And so that's why in the book or even in the programs, like in Superbrain, I teach you 10 very specific things you could do to unlock your mental energy. right? To jumpstart your brain, the best brain food, stress management, because stress takes up a lot. Fear takes up a lot of energy, right? Sleep, optimizing your sleep. How many of you loved Dr. Bruce's presentation this morning? So energy is so key, because when I look at motivation, motivation is about energy management. You know, time management is one thing, but really life should be about priority management. All right, so it's because we all, the one thing that's equal in this room, it's not your, everyone's, you know, your income, it's not your connections and network, it's not your education levels. Everybody has different, right, external. But the one thing that is constant is we all have what? 24 hours in a day. And so if you had, imagine every single morning your bank account, you all automatically, every morning when you wake up, there's extra $86,400 in there. Raise your hand if that would be awesome, if you woke up to that every single morning. And here's the thing, at midnight, whatever you didn't invest and use is gone. And that's how I look at time, right? We have 86,400 seconds in a day, and whatever you're not investing in it, into something for your happiness, for your health, for something that's going to outlast you, then we lose it every single day. So priority management, the way I think about it is, the most important thing is to keep the most important thing the most important thing.
Thank you for tuning into this episode. Remember, this is only a segment of the whole presentation. Please follow the link in the description below to listen to it in full. If you loved this episode, please leave a positive review for us and let us know on social media at The Life Craft what inspired you. We will connect again in the next episode, and until then, keep creating a life you are excited to wake up to.